morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Itamura, and she is an exhibition chairperson and a member of the board of directors of the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning.
In another interview, we talked about various of the events that will be going on during this Art of Gastronomy month-long celebration at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. It's March 18th through April 19th. Now, all the time that this is going on, there is a national juried art exhibition, The Art of Gastronomy, right there. All during that time, it's open most days. What's it going to be like?
The Art of Gastronomy exhibition will include 111 works by 72 artists from across the country. And the visual arts mediums that will be represented are mixed media, assemblage, fiber arts, printmaking, sculpture, ceramics, photography, painting, drawing, glass, and metalwork. Basically, a little bit of everything will be included in this exhibition. They'll all be tied together with one common theme, and that's the art of gastronomy.
Boy. Now, I notice on the list of artists someone named C.K. Itamura. Is that possibly you?
Actually, I was one of the jurors. So the jurors included some people, including myself, a woman named Vicky Comfer, who a lot of people in Sonoma County know because she was the coordinator of the Art Trails Sonoma County program.
Yes, I remember.
Charlie Pantergast is the founder of the Risk Press Foundation. There's a gallery in Sebastopol that he's run for at least 3 years, and prior to that, it was in Los Angeles. And Spring Maxfield, who was one of the co-founders of the Railroad Regatta, the Handcar Regatta in Santa Rosa. So that was our panel of jurors.
So no works of art from you.
So I'm not going to have a piece of work included in this particular exhibition. It was kind of strange for me to try and enter, so I didn't.
Yeah, right.
But
there
will be fabulous artwork by amazing artists from across the country. We had a lot to choose from, and we selected some really fantastic pieces of work. The theme of the exhibition really was to present the passion of food and drink, the mystique and the culture surrounding it, and the kitchens and environments where the cuisine is prepared, served, and consumed, and the people, also the people involved in the preparation and presentation. So you'll see works that have chefs depicted and wait staff and, you know, everyone that's helping in the kitchen prepare food. So it's not just of still lives of food or, you know, of ingredients. It's everything involved with bringing dishes to the table. So.
I notice also that there is an opening reception on Saturday the 21st.
Oh, yes. And that is open to the public. It's free. Simi Winery is the wine sponsor for that event. So I hope everybody will come to the opening reception, enjoy the celebration, meet some of the artists, and see some really fantastic pieces of artwork.
How wonderful to go into the heart of the wine country in Healdsburg, and there you find this incredible, lavish display of the art of food and, of course, wine going along with it.
Right.
And just the perfect Sonoma County event, I think.
It is. And then before this reception, after reception, and all through the month of March 18th through April the 19th, you can also enjoy all the food and wine in Healdsburg and all around Sonoma County for real, too, besides just looking at it in the gallery.
Get to know Healdsburg.
People think of it as like the northern outpost, like it's close to Alaska or the North Pole or something in terms of being on the northern end of the county. But it's worth the trip. And aside from the exhibition, I'll just mention really quickly, of course, there's the Art of Gastronomy exhibition. There is the opening reception. There is the Poetry of Gastronomy poetry reading event that happens on Saturday, March 28th. The Art of Gastronomy cooking class the following week on April the 4th. The Once and Future Pantry, Michelle Anna Jordan coming on April the 11th.
Wow.
The closing tea on April 19th. And I hope you all come every Saturday to spend it with us.
And to get more information,
visit www.healdsburgcenterforthearts.com.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Have a great day.